Hello, all you truckers out there, boys and girls. This is Ernie Thunder Britches Shill, the trucking poet. I got a lot of trucking stories for you, and I've got some more poetry for you that I've done. You know, I knew I was born to be a trucker years ago, because when I was a kid, I stayed with my aunt and uncle in Louisiana during the summertime a lot of times, and my dad, he was the kind of jerk you up and kick your ass, you know, but my aunt, she'd make me sit in the corner, and I hated that worse than an ass kicking. One time she sat me in the corner in a chair, and she come around the corner, and I'm in the corner going, wah, wah, wah. She says, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "I'm taking this load of pipe to California." She just shook her head and said, "God damn." But anyway, I knew I was born to be a trucker, and I'm glad to be one, and I'm glad to be out here doing this. You know, I've done reefer, I've done mostly dry box, a little bit of flatbed, enough to make me know that I didn't want to do that. And I took a job one time in Kansas City, and in between Kansas City and my home in Texas is Cameron, Missouri. There's a little FINA truck stop there in Cameron. It's got a bar in it. I was in there one night drinking, and the place closed up, and we were telling jokes and playing the guitar and the harmonica, and there's a young girl in there, about 22 years old. She kept looking at me. People started thinning out, and she would sit right beside me, and she'd touch my leg when she talked to me, and kind of threw me off. She says, "You know, I like you." And I said, "Well, I like you too, hon." She says, "Where's your truck at?" I said, "It's out in the back in the parking lot." She said, "Well, maybe we can go out there." And I said, "Honey, I'm too old for you." She said, "How old are you?" I said, "I'm in my late 30s. She said, "Oh, yeah? How late?" I said, "50. That scared the hell out of that little old gal. She grabbed her purse and drank, and out the door she went. I ain't seen her since.